Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
I tell you, the AI and the crew,
you that I made the joke done like nothing.
I've never been MAGA, and I've always explained this. I'm 1776. I'm a populist. I'm pro-human. I'm an American. And we don't rise or fall with Trump or any of these populist leaders. And we can't expect them all to be perfect. But we got to be willing to get on their ass when they're doing something that we know is dangerous and wrong according to our morals, our values that we stick with. So I said I'm like Trump's mommy or his daddy. So if you're a radio listener, you don't see it. Put out the image of me and Trump. It's hilarious. Bad Trump. Oh, boy. That's enough, guys. Come on. Let's go to your phone calls. We're taking calls for the next 3 hours, okay? Justin in Florida, you're on the air on World War III. Go ahead.
Yes. Pearl Harbor, Gulf of Tonkin, 9/11 all thrusted us into some sort of war. We're just, I feel like we're moments away from a false flag dragging us into another world war. In World War II, the story goes that we cut off the oil supply to Japan, which caused them to do 9/11, whether you believe it or not. It's not the point. So we just
sir, that's all public and declassified, and they had judge advocate major hearings in Congress, and I've interviewed the son of the head admiral in Hawaii, and they declassified the purple and blue code. They knew the exact time they were attacking. Five submarines attacked that morning early. The Japanese didn't have good coordination. You know, they didn't have GPS and stuff back then. They attacked with five midget submarines. The commanders ordered them to stand down and not warn the troops or the Marines. 100% absolutely staged. They put all the aircraft carriers out to sea the day before the attack so they'd survive. It was already known that battleships were obsolete, and so it was called upon sacrifice to let the Zeros attack.
100%. That's what I'm saying. Basically, we're under threat right now of something like that happening.
No, I said that. I'm glad you called. I said that at the start of the show, early in the show, first hour. I said, we're in false flag time because this is not going well. It's tanking the economy. People are getting really pissed. So look for a big false flag. I agree with you.
Yes. Now, we cut off the oil supply to China with Venezuela, now Iran, and it's just prime real estate, prime time for false flag or to piss them countries off enough to get into this war is what I'm thinking.
Well, I'll give Trump this. See, he wants stability. He thinks he's doing for stability. So he made a deal with Putin to lift the sanctions to sell oil to India, and they sell to China. And the Iranians are letting the only ships going in are Chinese ships into the strait right now, and Trump is not stopping those. So, see, yeah, see, that shows, that's a little factoid how you know Trump's for real, even though he's wrong. He's doing all these things when he does something to try to mitigate it, but the globalists are going to come in and throw a monkey wrench in that, and that's what I think you're saying.
Oh, yes. Another thing, the methylene blue is amazing. The nitric boost is amazing. I'm a product of your products. I've been listening to you for 20 years. I support you. I buy all your products, and they're life-changing, so... That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go to break, come back with more calls, and then an update on the economy. But we're getting to all of you. We're going to pick a lot of them. Appreciate you calling in. I didn't plug last hour one time because I'm so obsessed with the situation. But, yeah, this is how we fund ourselves. Let me tell you, folks, why would I sell you something that doesn't work really well? I mean, again, if I had a restaurant, why would I feed you food, give you food poisoning on purpose? I sell you the most badass super nutrient complexes in the world. The best bovine colostrum. Doesn't sound sexy. It is. The best Irish sea moss. Doesn't sound cool. It is. The best Shilajit. Doesn't sound cool. It is. The best methylene blue. Unbelievable. The best methylene red. We made it. It's the only one who has it. These are incredible products. And right now, you can, through next Monday at midnight, get 50% off ultramethylene blue capsules and more. Big sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Dr. Kirk Elliott, straight ahead briefly, and then back to your call. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at theauctionstore.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
Boy, this is perfect song to come in with this information. We got a tiger by the tail with Iran.
Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Kirk Elliott's a respected economist. And there aren't economists out there that disagree. They all agree. You close the Strait of Hormuz for a week, you get a 20% increase in oil prices. You do it for a month, you get a 50%. You do it for 2 months, you get a doubling of oil prices. And the economists debate this, but when you start getting up to 50, 60, 70% more for oil for any long period, that will cascade and derail Trump's economic plan. It's baked in. Now they say the White House is in full panic mode trying to figure out, I showed the headlines last hour, how to lower oil prices, which they already lowered by almost 50% in the last year. Now they're skyrocketing up. Gee, how do you do that? You don't close the Strait of Hormuz. The 27% of the world's oil goes through. So this is a big deal. Oil, $88 and climbing. Gas prices raise 11%+. Qatar warns oil could double and bring down economies of the world. Yeah, no kidding. So this is a big deal, to say the least. U.S. gas prices up 11% in a week. It's even higher in some areas of the world. Pile pressure on Trump. Russia is providing Iran intelligence to target U.S. forces. Susie Wiles at center of screaming. They're screaming. Panic inside Trump's White House as Iran war sends gas prices soaring. But Trump was told by the head of CENTCOM that they would just overthrow them, and this was a sure deal. But the other advisors said, no, it's not a sure deal. It's far from it. So there you go. Iran's plan to turn the Strait of Hormuz into a death trap for Donald Trump and the economy. So things are escalating very, very, very quickly right now. We have thousands of Americans stranded in the Middle East, different war zones. There's a lot of other economic things unfolding. He's only with us for about 15 minutes, and I'll go back to your calls. Dr. Kirk Elliott is an economist and the owner of the most successful silver and gold brokerage in the United States, KEPM.com/gold. Dr. Elliott, let's get into the developments that this war has triggered.
This is a big deal. And when they call this, could possibly be a death trap for Trump and the Strait of Hormuz. So you consider the implications economically. So what has Trump been bellyaching about literally for months with Jerome Powell is, Jerome, we've got to lower interest rates, right? We've got to stimulate this economy. We've got to lower interest rates. You can't lower interest rates in an era of a lot of inflation because it will make the inflationary pressures even worse, Alex. So here's where we have to consider what uses oil in its production. The answer is pretty much everything, right? Whether it's the grease in the gears that are making the shirt, right? Or plastics or rubber on all your tires. It's used for like literally everything. The two most important commodities in the world are oil and silver, because silver is used in all electronics and AI, everything that we've talked about for a long time. So with oil prices potentially, and Iran knows this, could double, what happens to the price of everything? It goes up, and it goes up a lot. What do you have to do with interest rates to slow down inflation? You have to raise them. This completely violates what Trump wants to do to grow the economy. I think Iran knows this, right? So number one, but here's where Iran is really oddly in the driver's seat, right? Because closing down the Strait, it doesn't just impact us. It also impacts China. There's not a lot of oil going to China either, right? If this thing is closed, China needs silver and it needs oil for everything that it's doing. And it's really not getting either, right? Because of the conflict in Venezuela, the shutting down of the waterways there and the supply of silver going from South America over to China, largest refiner of silver on the planet is China. They need oil. We need oil. This could be the beginning of a global inflationary recession if this prolongs.
Well, I want to be clear. You're being nice. It's guaranteed. The numbers are baked in, and they knew this full well. So why in the hell would Trump do this?
This is a really good question. I mean,
well, I know why, because he really thought they were going to fall in a day.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to be prolonged. I mean, people thought that when we went to war against Afghanistan, that it was going to be short-lived. Or look what happened with Iraq, right? I mean, these things caused the Patriot Act way back in the day, right? Which we're still kind of battling this war on terror globally. I mean, this is not going to be short-lived, Alex, in my opinion. This is going to be prolonged, and it is going to be ugly. It's going to be an inflationary, geopolitical quagmire of a mess.
And you're an economic expert, but Eric Prince was not only decorated, you know, Navy SEAL, but super successful in business, worked with dozens, hundreds of governments in super secret areas the U.S. government still does. And he's like, look, I'm talking to all the experts and I'm talking to the top generals, and they're saying this goes from bad to worse. Don't do it. And that's why last weekend when the attack happened, he said, I'm really surprised this happened. And he goes, next will be boots on the ground, because they're going to have to do that, because the objective is take down Iran. Well, we're talking about casualties that are staggering. It'll be way, we're talking Vietnam numbers compared to what we lost in Iraq and Afghanistan that were still substantive. I mean, this is just a disaster. It is, and I love all the little Johnny-come-lately fake conservatives shaking their finger at me and Tucker Carlson saying we're traitors because we didn't want to have America step in a freaking bear trap.
I mean, economically, you know, this is a bear trap because so much oil comes from that part of the world, right? And when you shut down the strait because Iran is trying to get to Trump and they know that this will derail his economic policy during an election year when people vote with their wallets, this is the worst possible time for this to happen if you're a conservative, right? Because they're probably going to lose seats.
And here's the perfect microcosm, and it's been confirmed they did it and lied about it. The orders were made. Lednick's son, a counterfeit Fitzgerald, buys up all of the people that wanted to sell their insurance on tariffs, if tariffs got reversed. Lednick got asked about it, said, oh, there's no way, don't be silly. Meanwhile, he was betting everything on this, 170 plus billion being reversed. And what I've noticed is the people in his administration that are bad, they profit off the policy, then he gets the blame. You can see Trump being set up in live time.
Yeah, I mean, so let's look at this. But you just said tariffs too, right? So I think tariffs are a phenomenal way to get rid of our taxes that we pay as individuals. I think, you know, this is how the founding fathers envisioned it for America as well. But in the short and intermediate term, when we haven't brought manufacturing back to America yet, and you slap tariffs on imported goods, it's going to make everything more expensive. It's like, oh my word, you've got the increase in prices because of tariffs, short term and intermediate term. You've got the increase in prices because of oil. We're entering into a really inflationary time, Alex. And the last time we saw a time like this was when you had economic slowdown and inflationary prices was during the Carter years, right? So that was stagflation. The definition of stagflation was then. So Reagan came in to try to fix things. And how did he do it? The inflation was so bad, he had to jack up interest rates to 18% to slow it down. And ultimately that worked. See, this is where I think Iran knows what they're doing, because this will derail Trump's plan of wanting to place Kevin Warsh at the Fed. What are they going to do with interest rates? I tell you what, here's my prediction. They'll probably lower them a couple of times because it is an election year and they have to show that they're trying to do something good. But ultimately, the inflationary pressures kick in so much that you're going to have to raise them down the road. That's going to be pretty short-lived, or else you go into an inflationary death spiral where prices get so high that, I mean, this is like what happened in Japan. This is why the yen carry trade is over, because they had inflationary policies for a really long time, two interest rates that were manufactured low for since 1989.
Sure, so let me ask you, caught up with them. In the limited time, I want to get into gold and silver briefly. There's big developments there, but Trump is not stupid when it comes to the economy. He is usually 3D chess when it comes to that, not the military.
Yes.
He'll even admit that. He's obsessed with lowering interest rates. He's obsessed with lowering inflation. And again, we know he really believed that they would fall in a couple days. They already tried to overthrow him, you know, in the last month and of course, last year. That didn't happen. So they need to then declare we've destroyed their missiles and say that was their goal, which they originally said it was. Now it's regime change. They need to pull out now, because according to the economist I'm reading, I don't know your take on this, if this goes on the Strait of Hormuz even for a month, it bakes in enough inflation that interest rate cuts won't even matter. And if it keeps going, I mean, what happens if it goes up to $150 a barrel? The economists, I all agree that we're basically done then, even if it's a short term. Some are talking about even higher than that, Kirk Elliott.
Well, imagine gas prices doubling from where they are today. I mean, that's what it would shut down travel. It would make everything that we buy substantially more expensive at a time when wages are already aren't keeping up with inflation. You look at what the Fed president of San Francisco Fed was just interviewed recently about the non-farm payrolls number, which is coming down. So when non-farm payrolls are coming down, that's the sign of a weaker economy, right? Why would non-farm payrolls go down? Because people aren't spending money. Why aren't they spending money? Because they don't have it. See, this, there's a domino effect to all of these things, right? So,
let me explain this to listeners. I know listeners are smart, but I don't need to be an economist to know this. I've been selling stuff on an online shopping cart for 25 years. And I don't have degrees and stuff, but you learn to watch how things work. When I started, I'll just, sell T-shirts, sell films, cool stuff. My marketing plan was sell cool stuff. Then I learned over the years, even in recessions and in boom times, that as audience got bigger, sales went up. Duh. Our audience, they restricted it some with censorship, but it really stayed strong. But because the economy wasn't as bad as it is now, it was still okay. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. It's exploded everywhere. And we can, and revenue's down. And I talked to all the other businesses, everybody else, they know. So I don't need to read the Wall Street Journal or anything. So it just, and now you have U.S. payrolls plunging. What does this mean?
Well, that means people aren't buying things. When people aren't buying things, companies need to lay people off or at least not hire them. This is why the payroll numbers are going down. And you look at the chart, the last 9 months, five of them were down, four of them were up. right? And, and people celebrate when they're up, but then the next month they're down. And you, here's the problem. The aggregate numbers are, over the last 9 months, more people are not working than have been hired, right? So this is a problem for the economy. And Trump is 100% right. You need to lower interest rates to stimulate this economy. Oh, too bad, so sad. We've got the Iran conflict and oil is going to go up and that's going to be inflation and the tariffs are inflationary. You can't have it both ways, right? So policymakers are going to have to decide, do we want to stimulate the economy and settle for higher prices, or do we want to kill inflation so Americans can afford to live, but that hurts the economy in a bad way, right? Because that means you're raising interest rates when we're in debt up to our eyeballs. This is not an easy solution, Alex. It's like the impossible scenario that we're dealt with. And this wartime action that we're seeing right now just made it infinitely harder to fix.
That's right. And Wired Magazine gets it right. Put that back up, please. War and Iran spiked oil prices. Trump will decide how high they go. He is literally in control of this right now. But if they physically shut it, now they've taken control away from him, and they can easily keep us from unblocking it. It's very easy to block. We are on the edge of total disaster, folks. So to all you little war bugs, you know, you're like pyromaniacs, love to, you know, go burn things down. Just, you know, don't play with fire. Look out what you ask for. Now, in the limited time we have before we go to break, and I promise to go to all the callers, Caleb and John and Mark and everybody, I'm going right to you all right off this break. Everything Tucker Carlson's put in his new documentary is exactly what you've been saying on the show for years. And I liked the documentary. I went and watched the whole thing. We'll play a trailer for it. But I wish Tucker would have just made it simple. But I guess then that's, yeah, you got to watch a whole show to try to figure it out. And it never really got explained. And I'm not mad. I'm just it was a critique. You buy from a reputable firm that has 4.7 stars, that is the biggest, that sells you gold and silver at wholesale. You can check the daily price. Anybody says they have it at spot is a liar. That's the cost in the ground. Wholesale. And you buy it back for no cost. Nobody big does that. That's why you're number one. It's so frustrating. And Tucker tells the story, because I know he's been approached, because I've talked to him about it, by all these big gold companies. It's gotten to where I'm offered millions a month to come on here and say, get these coins, and it's a collectible coin, and maybe you're able to sell it back for that someday. Most of the time not. It's a scam. And I had sponsors years ago that really pushed, you know, bullion at wholesale with their little, you know, processing fee, which you got to do to, you know, make money and survive. You really only do that at huge scale, being so giant like you are. So as a rule, folks, you walk in a little gold shop, you can look on your, you know, on the internet, what is wholesale that day. And if they're charging you more than 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, 10% of what wholesale is, because they have their processing stuff, you're being ripped off. Okay. They'll tell you it's collectible, all this other crap. It's very simple. You don't, and I'm not mad at Tucker. I'm saying you don't need a documentary. You don't need it. When the answer is so simple, is this place been around a long time? Is it highly rated? Okay. And boom, who's endorsing it? And most importantly, is it wholesale? It's not rocket science. And when it comes to rolling over financial instruments, Kirk Elliott's number one in the country on that. I will not send you somewhere that is not the place. But everybody already knows that. I told you, get into silver and gold, look how much it's up in the last 2 years. I was out of it for 14 years, saying silver was, you know, not the time to be in. As soon as it was starting to go up, I knew it was because of all the baked-in things with the economy and it being a rare earth, you know, must-have essential for computers, everything, and scalability, what they have to have, and the fact that the mines only produce half what they need. I mean, that's a recipe for just stratospheric rising, as we've seen. So when I come in all in both feet, it's because I personally just know the planets have aligned. And that's why when it goes, they push it down with naked short, I don't get spooked. I say, watch, I'll be back in 2 weeks. You know, like we said, the curve's like this. Okay? Steps up, not steps down. But we had talked about actually making a film or doing a report, and you said, I don't want to get in fights with people, and even though it makes me mad, I don't want to say names, but God, it's almost all of them, and it's so terrible. And I know, because these names have come to me and said, 500,000 a month, nope. Million, no, 2 million, no, 3 million, no. And I'm just like, stop calling me. I'm not going to do it. With Elliott, we get a few hundred thousand a month, okay? Because there's no markup there. I'd rather get a few hundred thousand a month into run our operation and feel good. And I push my family there, friends, everybody. But it's so frustrating, folks, that because gold and silver is the thing, but there's these scammers surrounding it. Go to KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3000. Get a free consultation. But the big thing is rolling over those financial instruments. I want Elliot to talk about that in a moment. But first, here is Tucker Carlson's new trailer.
The gold industry bankrolls a lot of conservative media. Much of the gold IRA business is not actually about selling gold at all. It's about selling massively marked up coins to people who trust the voices delivering the pitch.
Why is gold a hedge?
I've decided to partner with the top rated precious metals company,
American Hartford Gold.
But it's the fine print that matters. And what the average person listening doesn't know is how much these pitchmen are getting paid to tell you that.
The companies have the exclusive control over these coins. They can manipulate the price of the coins at any time.
So then the question is, how can a gold company afford to pay a pitchman millions of dollars when it's gold? It's a commodity. Its price is set in the international market.
I bought about $186,000 worth of gold and silver.
$400,000 left in my 401k.
The price was so high, exorbitantly high.
How do they have margin that big to pay millions to sell their product?
And that's when I realized something was terribly wrong.
That's the dark side of it.
What he said was, these coins might be the best opportunity for me because you don't get as much of a loss, and they tend to really accelerate when the market goes up, which obviously sounds too good to be true.
We know this is happening because we talk to people who work inside these companies.
The reality is there is no regulation. It's like putting a Band-Aid over a gunshot wound.
And then we talk to people who lost their savings with these companies.
They were pumping this company, and I trusted them.
And what we found is truly cynical. Trust in media is weaponized.
They said 34%. There is no way I heard 34%. I heard 4%.
Commissions are so extreme that Americans losing their savings even as the price of gold rises. Why? Because they bought it for so much more than it's actually worth that they can't redeem it.
It's so crushing.
Great gold scam. What's happening is widespread, it's legal, and almost nobody is talking about it. We are. Watch it now at TuckerCarlson.com. People are getting robbed. We're sounding the alarm, and we hope you will join us.
Yeah, go watch it or just listen to me. Wholesale price from a reputable, the man right in front of you. And they all attacked him saying he didn't say in the trailer that he's partnered with a gold company, and they're saying they're doing something similar to you. I'm sure it's great. We're not in competition with Tucker. But we are warning people that it's so simple to learn how to do this, and it's so easy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, because it pisses me off that these bad companies muddy the waters of such a great investment.
It is. Not all gold is good gold. Not all silver is good silver, right? And so to me, you only buy bullion. You only buy bullion where there's a ready-made market when you want to sell. It's liquid. We charge 8% when you buy, 0% when you liquidate, right? So that's easy. Now, how these companies make so much money, Tucker goes over that in this documentary. It's really good. And Dale Whitaker, who he's interviewing there, was a gentleman who worked at one of these other companies. And the way that they do it is they make up their own coins, commemoratives. They'll go to a mint, the Royal Canadian Mint, the Perth Mint, and make up something like they'll call it some kind of wildlife coin or something. Really? Like when silver was $28 an ounce, it cost them $2.50 to make their own coin. They're in it for $30. They may have been paying $60 or $80 to their clients for it. They keep all of that money, Alex. It's a scam, and it's
awful. Hold on, I know you got to go, and the callers are loaded up. I want to do 2 more minutes with you on the other side of the stretch of your calls. I promise. Stay there, callers. We'll be right back.
About to embark on a great adventure.
President Truman has chosen you and your crew to lead a highly classified mission.
Where do we pick up our escort?
There will be no escort.
All I can tell you is that this cargo can end the war. You can save millions of lives.
You are my crew,
And our survival depends on all of you functioning as one unit.
Yes, sir!
A short time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima. With this bomb, we have now added a new and revolutionary increase in destruction.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Captain! There's something in the water!
It's a Japanese bomb!
All hands, your battle stations, brace for impact.
Hasha!
Incoming, incoming, incoming!
Hasha! Get out! Now!
End of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Caleb, Brian, Travis, John, Mark, I fix it all. Shaq, Austin, Mike, Carlos, John, we're going to all your calls in like 3 minutes, but I wanted Kirk Elliott to finish up, you know, talking about this. There are other great gold companies out there that sell at the same little markup that he does off of wholesale because he's got to be able to pay for it. But none of them, you check, none of them buy it back for no cost like Dr. Kirk Elliott. In fact, I've had family and friends that said, wow, yeah, I wanted to sell some silver and gold back. They instantly bought it from me. Yeah. Because that's why they've been around 25 years. That's why they're number one. So this is the place to get your gold and silver, period. Period. And if you don't listen to me, you're going to get burnt. And then remember, and then just come back to Dr. Kirk Elliott. I have no idea why people out there, because I know they call you all the time. We were talking during the break. Go, oh, God, I heard you a year ago. I wish I'd have gone with you. Oh, okay, I don't understand it, Kirk. But just a few final comments. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that clip that we saw, Dale Whitaker was on there. He wrote the book Gold Grift. Gold Grift. I encourage everybody to buy it, read it. It is so good. If you're ever going into buying precious metals, you should read that book first, right? And then that will tell you only buy bullion, right? So how can you buy bullion, right? There's numerous ways you can do it. We can do rollovers from, you know, an old 401k or even a current one if you're over 59 and a half, or an IRA to an IRA. You can own physical metals bullion in an IRA. You can own it outright. You can have it shipped to you. You can store it at a depository if you don't want to take it shipped. See, there's the key to successful investing, Alex, is to be in the right place at the right time. That's half of the equation. The other part is understand why you're doing what you're doing, because that'll give you the peace of mind. But here's the kicker. If it's not liquid and you can't sell it, what good is it? Literally, what good is it? So this is why we only deal with bullion. When I want to liquidate it, I press a button because it's a global commodity that Samsung needs, Sony needs. It's in, you know, high demand, always has been, because flat screen TVs are never going to stop being made. Neither are AI chips. Neither is cryptocurrency mining or electric vehicles, right? It's easy to get rid of. Whenever you buy something that's not bullion, somebody has to make a market for it, and you might not be able to sell it ever or in the time frame that you want it to, right? So that's the problem. That's why we deal with bullion, Alex, is because to me, the exit is just as important as the entrance. It's actually more important, which is why we don't charge anything when you want to liquidate. You get all of the wholesale, you get all of it.
Well, I'll say this right now. The only thing I can think of as just a way to make money at the highest rates or make profit increase would be the people that find a Van Gogh at a New York swap meet and it's real, and they buy it for $20 and it's worth $10 million. That stuff happens. Or you see cases where somebody's grandpa gives them an old revolver and they go into Pawn Stars and learn it's worth $100,000. You know, that stuff goes on, but that's it. There is nothing, no investment in the last 2 years that has been anywhere near silver or gold. And as you said, silver way better than gold. And as I've told listeners, I said, when this sucker spikes, it's going to go back down, but just expect it to go back up because of the fundamentals. People need to call you, 720-605-3900, kpm.com/gold. I've gotten so many requests at closing that you just sell the bullion right on the site, and that would be a huge market for you. But you've explained to me that we want to talk to them. By the way, it's almost too low pressure. There is no pressure. They're so sweet, so Christian, so nice. They really want to talk to you, find out what's going on. That's why it's a consultation. It's free. You can sign up by email or call. They were always busy, so a lot of times they would talk to you right away. Now they usually have to set it for the next day or whatever. It's a very short little 10, 15, 20-minute meeting, but they will hold your hand, and they are sweethearts, and that's why they don't just even direct sale. They want to talk to you because there's a lot of things to know, and, you know, I've had family and friends have called, and, you know, you guys will talk to them about, well, you shouldn't buy too much. How much money do you have? Because you probably don't want to spend too much of, you know, what you've got liquid, even though this is probably going to go up. We need to be, you know, and you need to pray about this. I mean, and I know that's your philosophy, to be the opposite of everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, I'll even tell people, don't invest into gold or silver. You haven't established emergency fund yet, even though the attractiveness of going into something that's growing. If you don't have your family budget set up, you don't have an emergency fund, I will tell you not to buy. Don't just not buy from me. Don't buy from anybody.
And see, I never told you this, but I do, even though I trust you and you've got the best name, I do spy on the few sponsors I have just to make sure. And that's exactly, and I know we spy together on the other people, but, you know, that's why we know they're so bad, is that I've had folks call and they get the light. And so if anything, folks are going to try to not sell you gold and silver and find out first. You got your budget, you got money in the bank, you got medical, because, you know, this is, even though, sure, you could buy it right away, make some money, and hopefully cash it back in, that's not 100% sure right away. So that's what you get with Kirk Elliott. Have you ever found anybody else like you?
No. I haven't. I've been in this industry since 2002. Never seen anybody, which is why I had to simply just start up our own company, right? Years and years and years ago, because there was nobody that did business the way that I wanted it done, which is taking care of the client first. It's all about the relationship. And my philosophy, Alex, is when you take care of people, God will take care of you. You know, you start taking care of yourself and the people will leave, right? It's like, so this is why we focus so much on the relationship, not on the transaction. And you know what? We don't have to worry about it because God takes care of the
rest. Well, you are number one because you did it the slow, right way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thankful that we're number one, not because to be number one, I don't care. It's because this means we have helped a lot of people, and that's our goal.
Love you, brother. Thank you so much.
Love you, too. Thanks.
I mean, it really is true, folks, that just nobody even compares to Dr. Elliott. There are some little mom-and-pop shops that basically make tiny commissions the way he does, but they literally, you know, have no money, which I admire them. But you can't make a living at a small scale making almost nothing. You got to sell a lot, and that's what it's all about. So get over there right now. I'm going to shut up now, and I apologize to callers, but now I'm going to all of you in the order they received on the war. What do we do about this? How do we respond? Where do you see this going? Let's talk to Caleb in Texas on Iran. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call, brother. I appreciate it. I've been listening to you since I was about 8 years old. I actually met you out on LT a few years back. I really look up to you. I trust your judgment. I appreciate your views. But I would just say on this particular topic, my family, friends, I feel like a lot of us are putting the cart before the horse or the horse before the cart here. And there's a lot of information that we're not privy to that President Trump may know that we don't. There's a lot of information that you do. You have a lot of contacts that I don't have as well. But I'm just saying in the grand scheme of things, especially in like his first term, there was things going on in the background that we didn't know about. Like in the first term where he came out and publicized that he was working with the Iranians to move Iranian soldiers from bases and move U.S. soldiers from bases so that we can strike them and they can strike us. And not escalate. So I think I trust Trump. I trust you. I still trust him. I'm just thinking there's a lot of information out there that we may not be privy to. And, you know, I don't like Israel. I don't like the Iran. I don't like, you know, all the mullahs and all them. I think they're dangerous people. But overall, I think that I want to wait and have this play out a little bit longer before I start attacking Trump and getting on his ass. I still trust him. I trust you. I appreciate the views that you're putting, and it's very important that we're aware of everything going on, especially in the past with wars in the Middle East and things that we've seen going on over there. I'm hoping to God that this plays out well. There's been many instances in the first term and even in his second term where I feel like, you know, a lot of conservatives jumped on him, and then
a lot of times where it looked like it was bad and turned out good. I mean, here's the deal. I hope this works out okay. And I'm not mad at people that support this. I can understand why. Believe me. But when you have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying, I don't think you should do this, Eric Prince and others that are way smarter than me and more informed when it comes to this, and they've got the information, it's because it's a roll of the dice. But hey, we elected him because he's a wild man, and so we'll see what happens. Thanks for the call. Yeah, people don't have to be apologetic, which you weren't. Be kind of like, hey, I love you, but I think you're wrong. Hey, I want to be proven wrong so bad. Believe me. You want new lockdowns? You want depression? You want DEI? You want Soros DAs in control everywhere? I mean, the Democrats have sworn to put me in prison. I need Trump to succeed. And I believe he's walked into a trap. He needs to pull out of this as soon as possible. Every bone in my body is saying that right now. And I don't hate Israel. I don't hate Iran. Those are diverse groups of people. But I do know that Netanyahu is ignoring everybody else's interest so he can stay in power with all the indictments and criminal actions. And that's why Trump is like, oh, you need to pardon him, which is kind of smart in a way, because Netanyahu would have less pressure on him to keep this war going, which keeps him in power. So now I was thinking about that last time. I'm like, oh, yeah, go ahead and pardon Netanyahu. And then he could just sail off of the sunset and stop holding us hostage. And, I mean, Netanyahu's a maniac, folks. And the Iranians aren't going to back down. And if somehow they overthrew him, I'd be happy. But I just watch. I don't see it happening. I do not seek, because they don't give up, people. They're smart, and they're meaner than hell. And it doesn't matter how many of them you kill them, they're going to keep coming. I mean, look, as weak as America's gotten, we're still tough. Still a lot of, come on, folks. You think we were encircled being attacked? You think we'd give up? No. The Vietnamese, they give up to us? No. So I got to talk about the tail, folks. John in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. First of all, we want to thank you for all the hard work you do. I've got some comments, and you tell me, I trust your word, you tell me if I'm right or wrong when I hang up.
Okay.
I think that both sides, first of all, need to fight their own battles. Takes two to make a fight. And on the one side, you got the Iranians. On the other side, you've got the Jews. Sometimes you have two choices. You can either fight your own battles, or you can always work for peace. Peace isn't profitable. I understand that. And neither side is capable of peace right now. And sometimes, and not to pick on any one group, but sometimes both sides are the cause of their own problems, particularly sometimes the Jews are the cause of their own problems. They're not capable of a peaceful coexistence. Yeah, what Hitler did to the Jews was horrible, and the discrimination that followed was horrible. But I got news. My family had discrimination, too. Not as bad as with the Jews, but we got over it and we moved on. Jews need to do the same thing. That's why the fighting never ends. It's all about them. And it's all about the Iranians, too. That's the holy war. So the last thing I'm going to say is we need to get our heads out from up somebody's butt over in Israel. That's number one. And number two, you think Israel was our 51st state. It's time to give it a rest. There's always peace, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the deal. From the Israeli perspective, I get why they're doing it. From the Iranian perspective, I get it. It's not our thing. And of course, everybody has vendettas and holds grudges. But, oh, my God, the Middle East is just famous for it. And I see, like, the head. I got a clip. I haven't played it yet. Of, like, one of the top rabbis in Israel who's in other videos saying America's really our enemy. When we're done using them up, we'll throw them away. It's like, why do you say that publicly? Like, I know most of the rabbis aren't like that, but there's a group, and they're prominent. It's like the arrogance. And that same rabbi is like, we need to blow up the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem and blame it on the Iranians and get the full war going. And I'm just like, there he is admitting a false flag right there. And, you know, they're like, yeah, we're killing red heifers to piss them off. It's just like, man, well, great. You want to go kill yourselves fighting the Muslims? Knock yourselves out, but just keep me out of it. And it'd be one thing if we follow these wars with the Muslims, and they had 10 times more of them than we had before 2001. There's at least 10 times more Muslims. That's like 20 times in Europe and the U.S. It's exponential. They're all over the place. So how did this work out? You know, I'm just like, literally do not even want to sit here and make my whole show about Israel. Because in the past, they would, you know, people would say Israel, you know, if there's a, you know, a rainy sky or you slip on a banana peel, it's Israel, which wasn't true. But now it's actually coming true, so I'm going to tell the truth. And then I don't even like being aligned with the people obsessed with Israel because it is spiritual, and they're just, like, super nasty and bad. And I'm just like, I'm not with the Muslims. I'm not with the crazy Israelis. I'm not with people that want to kill all the Jews. I'm just like, good God. I just want you people to leave me alone. I want to have a successful country. I want to go to the stars. I want to raise my children. And I don't want you dictating to me. I don't want to talk about you all day. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of the Muslims. I'm sick of the Jews. I'm sick of it. Thanks for the call. I'm serious. You know, I grew up in Dallas. Everything was the Dallas Cowboys. Everything was high school football. And I didn't mind football when I was a kid, and I played it, and I was okay at it and everything. But I was like 14 or 15, and I was already dating the best-looking girl in the school and all this stuff, and it was all about hierarchy, and the football players really didn't like it, and they were all stressed out. And I was like, why am I doing this? It doesn't matter. I don't want to get hurt for stuff I don't care about. And so I said, I quit. I'm off the team. They stuck me on varsity when I was a freshman. And I wasn't a good player. I was like, is this sadomasochism? By the time I'm a sophomore, I'm on the varsity team being run over by giant black guys twice my size. I'm not going to get hurt for something. It doesn't matter. So I got to where I hate football. I hate it. Because my whole life was nothing but football and Dallas Cowboy games and flying to watch the games and like town. And to me, it's like, and it's the same thing with Israel and the Muslims. It's like, I'm just sick of the Somalis. I'm sick of hearing you. I'm sick of it. Like, that's not me. I'm not from the Middle East. I'm not Jewish. I'm not a Muslim. Why? I don't hate you. I don't want you to dominate me anymore. I don't want the whole world to be about you. What is your problem? Then I turn on the news and open magazines, and it's all white people are evil. Anglo-Saxons are bad. We commit all the crime. We're doing, and it's all the opposite. We invent the stuff. And, you know, I don't say I'm the chosen people. I'm the master race. I don't support that. But I'm not going to hear how I'm bad anymore. And why is it we're under attack constantly? So, you don't like. So, I mean, that's just what it comes down to. I am so sick of this. Excuse my French. Mark in Nevada, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Alex, I'd like to say these three things very quickly. First, I want to preface it with General Patton, that Trump has a liking for General Patton and people of his stature. And I'm going by the movie, okay? The bottom line is Trump has, I believe, in his workings, that you know that narrow strip that that they blew up the ships in?
Yeah.
He has people working on how to... He has people on how to take them apart. I believe there's people down there right now planting demolitions to break them up into manageable pieces. So the minute the go-ahead goes, they can remove those pieces and allow the traffic of tankers to go through that corridor. Okay, that's number one.
Well, good. Hey, good. I want to be proven wrong. I hope you're right.
Okay, that's what I believe, that he has people, because he knows how to do things construction-wise. He knows how to prep. It's called prepping. Okay, he knows hands-on people who know. Remember that bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge,
yeah,
that got in the Chesapeake Bay that got knocked down? Okay, within rapid time, they had it removed. Okay,
well, he's no, they couldn't build it. They couldn't build an ice rink for 5 years, and Trump built it in 1 month.
Right, in 1 month he built it because he knows how to do things. Okay, he's going to have those ships removed. He's going to have people down there right now, Navy SEALs, I believe. Delta Force is down there right now, the SEALs, and they're planting explosives in certain key positions in order to detonate them and then break them into smaller pieces, and then they're going to have, in a figure of speech, some barges to come and remove them. Because he knows one thing. The minute he gets that oil flowing again, he's going to be in good shape. Now, the second thing about General Patton, he has an affection for General Patton. He loves him, okay? And in the second part, the second item is, as in the movie, when you see his columns marching through Sicily all the way up to Palermo and then into France, his columns marching all the way up into Paris, okay? He saw the people liberated, okay? And he saw their faces. They were liberated. And this is true in real documentary films, okay? That they were happy to see the Americans and the British go on liberating their towns as they went marching up towards Nazi Germany, okay, towards Berlin, okay? So the bottom line is that Trump saw that, and he realizes all he needs is two things. He needs the people in those Iran to strike back at the IRC.
That's what he wants. That's what he thought would happen, but it hasn't happened so far, so let's hope it happens. Appreciate your call. And listen, the Straits closed because they can sink ships as fast as they can get them out of there, or faster. But I do agree with you. They've got plans, and you're right. That actually is the plan. If ships get sunk, just drop huge explosives on them to break them up and try to drag them out. But it's a disaster, folks. But let's hope you're right, sir. Austin in Missouri, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I got three things that I just want to run through briefly, but first of all, I want to plug that T3 triiodine. You know, I was pretty dependent on it when you guys sold it at the InfoWars store and you guys ran out. I kind of imagined you sitting there like Scarface hoarding all the iodine. So I'm really glad you guys got that back out there.
Well, we ran out because in the bankruptcy and all the stuff, they wouldn't let us get the products back anymore. But, yeah, now it's back as T3. But it'll be available at thealexjonesstore.com soon. Right now it's only available at realalexjones.com. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. The first thing I wanted to say is I think, like what you said in the past, we're in a war. We've been in a war, whether we want to admit it or not. And the Iranians have been the funder of the terrorism cells that we have here in America. And at Trump's first attempt to kind of sound the alarm on that and get ICE going, you know, it turned into a social warrior thing. And Trump rode in on our wave, but whenever we had support in the White House, I don't feel like we had a big enough wave for him to ride. So kind of had to move to some other alternatives that I think what it'll come down to, as bad as it sounds, is possibly military powers. Once this becomes a threat and maybe some of these terrorist cells activate, that our military would be the one that would be able to actually conduct the operation of getting all of these invaders out of our country.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I mean, here's the deal. A good byproduct of this insane move by Trump is it does make the Russians and Chinese really respect him, Venezuela as well. And I'm not endorsing it, but I'm saying it does have a good side effect in that people know Trump's not playing around, and they get to see how devastating our military is. So that's a good thing for the dollar. It's a good thing for the resurgence of the country overall. But it's a dangerous move because the other economic factors involved. That's why the top people in the military told Trump, we'll do it, but here there's more downside than good side. So you shouldn't roll the dice, even if you think something's morally right, if there's a good chance you're going to lose. That's just basic doctrine. But he did it, so we're going to find out now, buddy.
Yeah, and I think also now that this fourth turning's here, you know, he's trying to take control of the economic market.
He's 100% putting the United States of America's Johnson on the table.
Exactly. You know, now that they got Britain out of the Strait of Hormuz, now that we're insuring those ships, who's to say that we're going to give that back to Britain after this war is done, now that they left it high and dry? We might just have control of that 20% of the energy market that goes through there now, which would also be, you know, a good advantage for us.
I agree. Great points. Thank you, sir. It took me a while to get to you, but I'm going to you now. I love your call. Stay there. Hour number three, straight ahead. Jay Dyer in studio, fourth hour. But look at that Washington Post headline. And I don't just believe the Washington Post. I got all these data points knowing it's real. Already said it, you know, Saturday and Monday and Tuesday. Cancellation of Army exercises fuels speculation about Mideast troop deployments. The elite 82nd Airborne Division, which specializes in ground combat and other fraught missions, is awaiting new orders after the unexpected change of plans. You hear that? 82nd Airborne, gear it up to take the Strait of Hormuz. That's the only way to secure it, not dredging the ships out. Trump's getting ready to send troops into Iran. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March mega sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones